My name is Matt, and I sing and play guitar for the Air Cub.
Tell me about the Arkells.
Well, we are a five-piece band, and we met and formed in Hamilton, Ontario, and we play rock and roll, and we like to tour a lot.
Max, from the rock and roll band the Arkells, your album, Michigan Left, is filled with stories that seem very personal in nature. Like, do you really have a friend that likes the Women in Song series of records? We are loud, so familiar to. I'm not Women in Song. You said it's from Volume 2.
But then you give me one. Another. Yeah, good pickup there. I mean, that song's actually, the Women in Songs reference is more about, if you're a child of the 90s, which I am, and which my friends are, of course, there's a very good chance that if you borrow your mom's car, there's going to be a Women in Songs album in there. And so it's sort of, it's half joking, but also recognizing the fact that you're borrowing your mom's car, and that's the only CD she has to listen to in there. She's a brick and I'm
drowning slowly. Okay, I'm sifting through this album, Michigan Left, and there's just like all these little stories that it's like you straight up are singing about. Like, do your buddies give you a hard time about this?
No, you know, I think I learned, I remember reading an interview that Ben Folds, who's one of my favorite musicians, did, and he said that you can kind of write whatever you want in a song about a friend, and they're just happy that they get to be in the song, no matter what the subject is. So everyone seems to appreciate it.
Max from the rock and roll band The Arkells, your new record's called Michigan Left. Explain to us here in British Columbia what a Michigan Left is.
A Michigan Left is actually a traffic system in the state of Michigan. If you come to a big intersection and you want to make a wide left-hand turn, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to make a right turn and then make a U-turn around a median, so you can actually end up going the direction that you want to go.
Why is that so interesting that you thought our record needs to be named after it?
Well, I like the idea. Well, first of all, I wasn't familiar with the term either until I visited Michigan about a year and a half ago, and someone was trying to give me directions, and I was really confused when they said Michigan Left, and so I had to look up what the term meant. But I generally like the idea of sort of sometimes having to go the seemingly opposite direction end up going the right direction.
Next from the rock and roll band, the Arkells. Will Hamilton, Ontario ever get an NHL hockey team?
That's a good question. You know, it's pretty tough right now because we're an hour away from Toronto and we're an hour away from Buffalo. I'm crossing my fingers. I think Hamilton can support it, no question. But for the time being, I'm happy that the Jets got their team back.
Jets pick up their first win of the year. They may put a couple of seconds on the clock, but it won't matter.
The song Whistleblower, maybe you want to talk about that one. That's the big jam played on the Zone right now.
Thanks for spinning it. I mean, we spend a lot of time in the van, and sometimes music is, you can kind of grow tired of listening to the same records over and over again when you're traveling the country. So we listen to a lot of radio and a lot of podcasts when we're in the van, and that particular song is inspired by a real-life whistleblower, who's actually a journalist for the New York Times, and I heard a podcast about a story that he broke probably back in 2007 about some shady goings on at the Pentagon. Yeah, let's hear it
by the whistleblower. Max, last question will be you asking a question of an R. Kells fan to win tickets to your show. What would you need demonstrated to earn the privilege of free tickets to your rock show?
Okay, we're going to give you a trivia question about one of the songs on the new record, Michigan Left. And the question is, who is the song Agent Zero written about?
Fascinating. And what is the answer?
Am I supposed to tell you?
You're supposed to tell me, but I'll fuzz it out so that way people can't cheat.
Okay, the answer is Neat
R. Kells fans, if you know the answer, 250-475-0913. You could win tickets to their show Saturday, November 12th at Sugar Nightclub. The record is called Michigan Left. Whistleblower is a great song. My favorite's Book Club. Thank you so much, Max.
Thank you, Connie.